You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 11th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Deportation dilemmas. African nations and U.S. policy. Ghana accepted 14 West African deportees from the United States and helped them transit home. This reflects Ghana's role in ECOWAS, which enables visa-free movement and regional facilitation. The announcement came at a national media briefing as Ghana highlighted services-led economic growth. The episode shows how U.S. removals intersect with regional policy, migration logistics, and diplomacy. Under the Trump administration, critics say mass deportations swept up people with no criminal record and weakened due process. Due process includes a hearing, access to counsel, and the right to appeal. Protections advocates say were often sidelined. Secretive deportation flights involve government agencies and private charters with limited transparency. Public records requests have documented reports of mistreatment, prolonged shackling, and extended confinement in transit. Administrative errors have led to wrongful removals, exemplified by the case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Courts and lawmakers pressed for remedies while the executive branch asserted foreign affairs authority over returns. The United States has also sent people to third countries with which they have little or no connection. Recent examples include removals to Eswatini, South Sudan, and Rwanda after a transfer arrangement. Rights groups argue such transfers risk refoulement and violate basic protections. Somalia illustrates the dangers returnees face, from insurgent attacks to pervasive insecurity. A 2017 flight carrying 92 Somalis drew allegations of abuse and hours-long shackling. Thousands still face removal to Somalia despite scarce jobs and weak support networks. The human toll includes trauma, family separation, and disorientation for people raised in the United States. Legal status on arrival is often unclear, complicating access to housing, work, and essential services. Observers call for transparency across the removal pipeline, including charter contracts and oversight. They also urge legal aid, social services, and reintegration support in receiving states. A persistent data gap on who is removed and where they land hinders accountability. Policies that center dignity, safety, and regional realities are urgently needed. Copyright African Elements.